that will be a burden. Oh God, remove them, oh God. Make God tell you get the blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for the singles in the church. The singles, the single mothers that need to remarry. The single father that need to remarry. We are going to cry to God. Anyone that will be a burden to them. Anyone that will not make their life to be easy. Oh God, by your fire, remove them. Listen to me. I've been a little while in this pastor. Not long ago, like our daddy. But I've seen people who mess people's life up. Omokone kon wa life o lady kan ile meji lo gbe so lo gbeta o lati pada si Nigeria. Two houses in Romford were sold and they went back to Nigeria. The man is still following somebody in Hartley. Iyara kan lo gbe pelu bi kan si, but he wasted the life of that guy, that lady. Pelu le meji won gba le meji lo we gba. Huh? Ile meji jibu meji. Ah. Oh dead one in the koto para deja look at that. We are going to cry to God. I've seen many. Let's pray for our singles. When I say single, people want to remarry our young people, even our mokekeke. Lord, anyone who will be a burden unto them, from today we secure their tomorrow. We secure the tomorrow of our children. Those burden bearers will not be around them in the name of Jesus. Those causing burden will not be around them. Let's pray for them. Our young girls, they will find the bones of their bones. Our young men, they will find a good girl. Oh God, the single mothers, they will find somebody that will love them and love their children. I want us to pray. Oh God, my for anyone that will be a body, anyone that is there to waste their time, Lord, by fire, remove them today. By fire, remove them today. Pray for yourself. Pray for our young one. 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 He cash out every gede. He bread the kosho gede. Matoto gada. Pray for our young one. Pray for our single. Pray for our young one. Our young daughter. Our youth. He bread kosho de. He bread the gede. Lord, arise, O God. Baba, arise, O God. Baba, arise, O God. Matako kosho gede. He bread. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please, you need to pray for yourself one more time. Just one. Then I hand over to you, to Baba at this point. You know, this is Uzziah. The way he dressed, if you read this scripture, the way he dressed, David just looked at him and said, this guy's a body. When I said, I might change that shop for me. And then where I'm going, he was running away from his son, Absalom. And now you now carry somebody you'll be looking after. Hallelujah. 90%, sir, of our life, why it is so slow? We have too many people we are carrying that we're supposed not to carry. Body. I want to get pay one course you are doing our new. I want to get pay a pretend to worry about it. Because if you want to say, and we stand by them, praying with them. I want us to pray for ourselves. Lord, today, by your mercy, anyone who will slow me down in the journey of destiny, anyone who will not make my journey to be fast and accurate, Lord, my Father, remove them today. Remove them today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Those satnav that die where you needed them most, where you need them to give you direction, the battery will just perform car, it will just lose direction. Oh God, anyone that is carrying the money spirit, that is carrying the money load, that wants to redirect my way in the wrong way, I won't want to shoot if it's a year, I want mommy or do what I want you. Pray for yourself, pray for your children. Who did the enemy plan in my life? Who did the enemy plan in the life of my children that is causing them to have a longer journey? Oh God, my Father, remove them by fire. Remove them by fire. In Jesus' name we pray, please. We are not praying this prayer like we know. Pastor, see, I want to need boat. Tell my mother, Jonah. Tell my mother, Jonah, carry. Voila. One bear, daddy. One bear, one powerful. But you need money. Go, there's another one. Just take this money, go. Because when he entered, they didn't know. They were using their own hand to throw away their own goods. And this man was snoring. Oh, Lord, we are calling our God. You also call your God. He has no God to call. Only a Jewish Nomi. Oh, the boss in Nomi, tell let off it here. Come back to I'm not going to. You are going to cry to God. Any donor that wants to come to my boat, oh God of heaven, by fire remove them. Let them be late before they see me. Let them be late, oh. Cry to any donor, anybody that looks like donor that wants to enter the boat of my children. Oluwa, if you know you are Oluwa. Any donor, top of 10, if there's any donor in their boat already, oh God, flush them out by fire. Let the wind blow them out. Pray for yourself. Pray any extra body that will delay your journey. Any extra body. See what the testimony I hope you're doing. Oluwa, I feel no fire. Baba, I feel no fire. Baba, I feel no fire. Anything that will not make my testimony to be complete. Oluwa, oh. Lori Oma, Lori Aya, Lori Oma Oma. Anybody, any donor. Like to braga dogodo. Ibra da 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 ga shogere. Ibra de go shogere. Pray for yourself. Londo ya godo. Lebele da 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 da. Every donor. Every donor. Every donor. Le godo bregede gede gede. Ibara da 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 da. Taloti gbabo de to fe wonu aye mi Oluwa. Epina le jade. Talori e ti gbabo de to fe wonu oko awon omo mi Oluwa. Oluwa epina le jade. Epina le jade. Ligondo ya bro da 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 da. Iko shore belede. Ege don da ya godo. Let your fire push them out. Let your fire push them. Thank you, mighty Father. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you this evening. We depend on you. We depend on what you can do. Every Jonah, every Uzai that want to follow us to delay our journey, to distract us or to make our journey longer, oh God, by heaven, separate us today in the name of Jesus. As far as hell is far from heaven. Let them be far from us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy keep us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Let's put hands together as I welcome my spiritual father.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want us to continue that prayer. A portion of the scriptures just came to my heart. That is First Kings. There's a story in First Kings that is going to surprise you. That the king, the Bible called him Behadad. Behadad. Who is a king of Syria. Syria is one of the arch enemy of Israel. There's a difference between Assyrian and Syria. But both of them are arch enemy of Israel. When this king came against Israel, it was a wicked king. He requested for Ahab's children. Ahab released his wife and children to him. After that, he requested for another thing. And the elder of Then Ahab now called the elders and asked him, asked them, what are we going to do with this man? Because he's looking for my trouble. And they said to him, don't listen to him again. And God now rise to fight for Israel. Though God was supposed to fight for Israel, but because of his name and because of the outness of that man, that he thinks he can do anything with Israel, God arise himself to fight for them. But after God fought for them, what we see is that instead for Ahab to kill Behadad, he released him. I'm looking at that fast now. And Behadad said unto him, said to God unto, oh, let's read from verse 10. Now the king, no. Do you get what I'm talking about? Oh, First King chapter 20. First King chapter 20. Are we there now? 1 Kings chapter 20. And Behadad said unto him, and said, God do so unto me, among also, if the dust of Samaria has survived for the handful of all the people that follow me. Even that is pride. He's coming with a mighty army. Yeah, let's read on. Yes, And the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, not let him that guided him his harness boast himself, as he that putted it off. Yes, Which verse is this? Okay.
And it came to pass.
Yeah.
When Ben-Hadad had this message.
Yes.
As he was drinking.
Yes.
He and the kings in the pavilion.
Yes.
That he said unto his servant.
Yeah.
Set yourself in Arin.
In Arin.
And he set himself in Arin against the city.
Yes.
13. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord, and thou seest all this great multitude. Behold, I will deliver it into thy hands.
Yes.
And thou shalt know I am the Lord. And Ahab said, by whom?
Oh, God. Prove yourself as God or as the Lord over my situation.
And he said, thus saith the Lord.
I want us to pray that prayer. Prove yourself as God, as the Lord over my situation, over the enemy. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Just prove yourself to the enemy that you are my God. You are my Lord. God said, yeah, I'm going to fight for you. And Lord, enter into my battle and fight my battle for me. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray today, prove yourself to all the hosts of darkness that you are my God. That you are my God. All their influence over my lives, destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Oh Lord, completely nullify all the gathering of the enemy over my life. Nullify them completely by your mercy. We are praying in the mighty name of Jesus. Every gathering together, every conspiracy of the enemy over my life, nullify them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. All the conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness over my life, all that is working against your purpose, working against your plan, working against your design for my life, nullify them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we prayed. Let's read on because I want to show us some things. One thing there before we pray, yes?
Then he said,
Mm-hmm.
And there were 232. And after them, he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. And they went out at noon, and Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk.
Mm-hmm. How many kings that helped me? How many kings? 32 kings? That's the reason why I say we should pray against conspiracy. Are you getting me now? They are both of them gathered together. They want to face just a nation. I want you to look at the multitude of them over Israel alone. Yes? First, Mm-hmm.
Take them alive.
That's pride.
Come out for war. Take them alive.
Yes.
So this young man of the princes of the province came out of the city and the army which followed them. And they slew everyone his man.
Uh-huh.
And the Syrian fled and Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad the king of Syria escaped.
What do you get that verse 20? Our daddy is reading. And they slew everyone is man. What can you understand about that statement? Enemy were fighting against themselves. Instead of killing the enemy they came for, they are killing themselves. Let there be a great disagreement in the midst of hosts of darkness that is fighting against me. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a great disagreement. Let there be disagreement in the midst of the host of darkness that are fighting against me, that are fighting against your purpose concerning my life. Let there be a great disagreement among the host of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them disagree. Any power of darkness that agree together in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my in-law's house, everywhere, all power that gather themselves together over me, against me, let there be a disagreement among them. They will not agree again until your purpose will come to pass in my life. The enemy will not agree again until you are going to do what you are proposed to do in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Yes?
And Ben-Hadad, 21.
Yeah.
The king of Israel went out and smote the horses and the chariots.
Yes.
And slew the Syrians.
Yes.
With the great slaughter.
Yes.
And the prophet came to the king of Israel and said unto him, go strengthen thyself and mark and see that thou doest, for at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee.
Do you see that? That is where our problem lies as Christians. Sometimes we think if God give us victory today, that is the end. But enemy is going to fight Christians until you are going to die. Are you getting? So the battle, the warfare before us as a Christian must be a continuous warfare until we are going to see Christ or until we are going to get old and died. If you say, because God gave you victory today, God gave you breakthrough in what you have been praying for today, and you say that is the end of everything, it's the beginning of everything. It's not the end. Remember that Yoruba in his heart, they said that Untoba dam fi adura. Untoba def da nan se kini fi adura. Actually, unka to da fi adura ju unka ti o da lo. Because ento wa nle ko ti ba ti ko si to fe lo. Gbe ento wa loke gan lo ni problem. Tori pe ko ni fe se kini yen o, ko ni fe wale. Are you getting me? And I maintain this statement to everybody. What used to open the door is the same thing you are going to be using to maintain that door that opened. If you have used prayer to, if you have used prayer, and through prayer God opened the door for you, then you must maintain that door that God's opened for you by prayer always. Ile kunta ba fa dua si ki la ma fi maintain e adua. To ba je pe ogun leyan ba se to fi lowo lowo, un to ba fi si ogun ye ki na ma ni ko ma se loju ni gbogbo gba na, ko ma tun irubo re se. So some of us, when our prayer answered, we become lazy. We thought we don't need prayer again. Are you getting me now? Until the enemy now come and attack us in a greater, in another greater form. If it's about in group party in Badun, Larry pay, enemy will now come to attack us. Are you getting that? So look at what this man said. He said, and said unto him, go strengthen thyself. Eh? Lord, use this week of mercy to strengthen me spiritually. Strengthen my prayer life. Sometimes we're supposed to be fasting, maybe once in a blue moon, once in a month, twice in the week, maybe twice in the month, once in the week. But majority of us, we cannot do so. Ask God for strength concerning that. Some of us, sometimes we, many of you, we have been very weak in prayer. We cannot pray again. Only the prayer we pray in church. That's the only prayer we are praying. But for you to wake up in the night yourself to pray, or to separate a day for yourself to pray, or to have a regular, a routine prayer life, is very difficult for so many of us. Ask God for strength for that. Because strengthen yourself. This message will be for somebody among us. Strengthen thyself. Lord, help me to strengthen myself. Help me today to strengthen myself. Grant me the grace to strengthen myself. Grant me the courage to strengthen myself. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask God. Strengthen thyself. Strengthen thyself. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Strengthen me, O Lord. Because of the work before me, Lord, I ask for your strength. Because of the battle before me, I ask for your strength. Grant me strength. Grant me grace. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't want us to, let's continue because I see another thing we can pray about, but let's continue because there's a person I want us to see there so that we may know. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, their God are God of the ears. And that is the reason why Israel conquered. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain. And surely we shall be stronger than they. Praise the Lord. But God wants to prove to them, I'm God of the hill and also God of the plain. And do this thing. Take the king away, every man out of his place, and put Abi so Nakaisha, and put captain on in their rooms. Yes, And number an arm like a arm that thou hast lost, us for us, chariot for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain. And surely shall be stronger than they, and hearkening unto their voice, and did so. Yes, And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. Yes, And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flock of kids. But Syria filled with the country. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel, said, Trust said the Lord God, because the Syria have said, the Lord is God of the hill, but he is not God of the valley. Therefore, I will deliver all the great multitude into their hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So it means he is both God of the valley and God of the hill. And what did the valley represent? What did the valley represent? What does the valley represent for us as a Christian? It represents problem. It represents problem. Some of us, you don't know, we don't even know that even in our problem, the Lord is with us. Are you getting me now? He's with us in our problem. You know what you are passing through. You know what you are facing. But let's read on because of time. Yes? There's a place I want us to see there. And Israel pitched one of the, against the other 7 days. And so it was. That 7 days, the battle was joined. And the children of Israel slew all the Syrians, 100,000 footmen in 1 day. Yes? But the rest fled to Apak into the city. And there was war fell upon the 20. And, Lord, I want you to come and fight my battle for me. Upon 20 and 7,000 of men that were left, and the other fled and came into the city, into inner chamber. Look at that. What fell upon them? The war fell upon them. God fight for them. Rebecca did the draw. I want you to cry to God, come and fight for me. And fight for this church too. Fight for us. Fight for your purpose. Fight for your plan. Fight for all the prophecy over our life. All the revelation we have been seeing that are positive revelation. Fight for them so that they will come to pass. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, come and fight for us. Come and fight for this church. Fight for your people here. Fight for your servant here. Fight for Cornerstone Fountain Church. Fight for them. Fight for your purpose so that your purpose will come to pass in their life. Fight for your plan so that your plan will come to pass in their life. Fight for all the revelation I've been giving to them. All the vision your servant has been receiving concerning this church. Lord, fight for them. Fight for everything. Fight for us in the midst of the kingdom of darkness. In the midst of the kingdom of darkness, fight for this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, fight for us. 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 Descend upon the kingdom of darkness. Descend upon our enemies. Descend upon the host of darkness. Any power that is fighting against us, fighting against your purpose in our life, Heavenly Father, descend upon them. Descend upon them. Descend upon them in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Oluwawa. Says to somebody beside you, now what's he by? What's the talking a minute? So follow on, enemy will not cut your life short. Say it again. Say it again. Oh, you are praying like that for that person. Don't take it lightly, oh. Enemy will not cut your life short. You won't die suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Remo sota taka buli se teta kuko sonta lava. Remo sote kapo sonta da kupelaza. In the name of Jesus. Because you say, we just sing it once and we pray. Rain fire upon the Satan, O Lord. Rain fire upon the Satan. Oh yeah. Rain fire upon the Satan, O Lord. Rain fire. For the glory of the Lord, O Lord. Rain fire upon the. I don't hear you. Rain fire upon the Satan, O Lord. Rain fire upon the Satan. For the glory of the Lord, O Lord. Rain fire upon the Satan. Rain fire upon the Satan, O Lord. Rain fire upon the Satan. Amen. The Bible says our God is a consuming fire. I mean, the Bible says, time will let you come, let you go, and you tell us, praise the Lord. He said, our God is a consuming fire. I'm going to call it, won't you hear that warning? My God is fire. My God is a consuming fire. My God is a consuming fire. Won't you hear that warning? My God is fire. My Lord is a consuming fire. My God is a consuming. Amen. There is a person in the Bible who only na siwaju oluwa olosi ju awon ota oluwa run oluwa je ki na saju mi loni gbogbo bi ti house of darkness wa emi okunkun wa ibi isakoso won ibi agbara won ton tin doju ko mi ton won tin ba mi ja ton won te je ki run lo loruko Jesu je ki na bolu won be o ya gba ladura be. Everywhere the house of darkness gather together fighting against me, fighting against my home, fighting against your purpose in my life. Anywhere they may gather together, every power gather together against me. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Lord, come upon them. 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 In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness, in the satakuli mosote kambo solata, in the sete kumosote palisanda, in the name of fire of the call upon the kingdom of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus that are fighting against me. That are fighting against your purpose in my life. That are fighting against what you have been speaking concerning me. Let's pray, 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 pray. Pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Sorry, everyone will be talking about most of the caca. Behold, now we have heard that our can fast for 2 hours party. And the servant said unto him, behold, now we have heard that the king of the house of Israel are merciful. King, let us, I pray thee, put sackcloth on our lions and rope upon our head and go out to the king of Israel. Peradventure, he will save thy life. Do you see that one? When you look at it, it did never say the king alone. It said kings. So, Emma Queen, our Malone Manlano, you say, we know the kings of Israel are merciful. Let's go there. We will take you along. We'll go and beg him. Do you know that when they go to beg him, Ahab accepts him? And that is what led to destruction of Ahab. A man came first time to kill you. God save you. He came second time to kill you. God save you. And God say, go and kill the man. You now say, I will have mercy on him. He's my brother. If you think about Allah, wa jungba meaning you pray, Allah no to long long by me. Praise the Lord. Because and tolong was sanofun and sanofun. And it affects. If it move fellow got more feedback, I do at more 15 move learning, you pray. It affects us as Christian. Because some people, look at what I told you, Tima Manang, tell me testimony. Can you remember Latin Nigerians? Any Baba, Panya, Tofi Rup, Tofi Sogun, who told him, my church, who they send there abroad, in my Basile. In my wife, and law. In my wife, and local. In my wife, and Yahoo. Wọn dẹ rí èèyàn mọ wájú ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì wájú ọ̀tá ọ̀tọ̀ níbi tí wọ́n rí ọwọ́ mọ́ ọ̀tọ̀ níbi tí wọ́n rí ẹsẹ̀ mọ́ ọ̀tọ̀ níbi tí wọ́n rí tí bímọ. You don't get what I'm trying to say, tell you now. So sometimes you may even give your money to somebody who is going to cause problem for you. So possible, be. Eh? Uh-huh. Am I back, baby? So quick, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, but you just need to take care of this place. So that. Ejeka katan to the time when my party penna. I prayed that, oh yeah, fast start to took me. So they gathered the scarlet and lion and they put rope on their head and came to the king of Israel and said, the servant Behadad said, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, let yet, is yet alive. Is my brother. It was a brother, any? No. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him and easily catch it. And they said, thy brother Behadad. Then he said, go ye, bring him. And Behadad came forth to him and caused him to come up into his thyroid. And Behadad said unto him, what is this a lady for? Ebu 35 to the cocoa, wa yes, And Behadad said, the city which thy father took from my father will restore, and thou shalt make street for thee in Damascus. And the father made in Samaria. Then said, Ahab, I will send thee away with this covenant. So he made covenant with him and sent him away. Kilowateli. And certain man of the son of the prophet said unto him, neighbor, in the word of the Lord, smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Yes, Kilowateli. And then said unto him, because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou departed from me, a lion has slain thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Closely. And he found another man and said, smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that he smite him, he wounded him. Oh, very too. So the prophet departed and waited the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. Yes, uh-huh. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king and said, the servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man. If by any means he miss, then shall the life be for his life. Else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. Fast at all. And as the servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, so sad that judgment be, thyself has decided it. And he hasted and took ashes away from his face. And king of Israel discerned him that he was one of the prophets. Verse 42. And he said unto him, draw said the Lord. Thou said the Lord, because thou hast let go out of the hand a man appointed to his destruction. Therefore, thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. Do you see what he calls? Eh? And the second year, that is what is to happen here. So that sometimes you need to be careful. Koma kenamiro. They want to be like Kamero in Yoruba. Eh? Kenya kenamiro. Oh, ya weo mao. Kona lowa. Kenamiro. God, help me to be able to discern at any point in time when people want to come to my life, to be able to say, this one is not right. Just give me a spirit of discernment. Let it work with me. Let's pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to be able to discern, no matter. Help me to be able to discern in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to be able to discern. Me good of boss water. I'm a good of boss water. Loru Codes, Rimo Sonti, Coco, Sonti, Coco, Sonta. In Jesus' name we pray. Uncatoca, a young one time, Catoca, but I forgot to point to what could you love. Over area you are important. In Tianquot, you are important. What affected us most sometimes is the kind of people we are working with. Do you get what I'm going to say? One of the things to affect Christianity, especially, make sure you in your own barren. That will determine the life they are going to live. Even what to put in Christian, who are your friends? But I'm a law school, Lord of me, I use a language for them. I say, any man or any boy or girl that will not contribute to your priority, don't be a friend of that person. He's in university. He has a priority to Jekyll Lossy school. If anybody is bringing anything to her, that is, this the way you are bringing to me is not contributing to what I come here to come and do. That person cannot be your friend. Mm-hmm. And some of you, especially to be young, to be in Lossy school, man, you are still young now. You were school in 18, you were university in 18. We are 21, we are Paris, man, you would not date your country. Paris. I guess it means Paris first degree. But over Paris. About the quote to quit 26 ago to Wally. To Valorenica, Manny Mogo, Sugar my 18 to Wally Gilunga. Musa, the Kitty can low one and cut him up way into the German Shakini. Oh, well, where? About the name going again, low to Paris. Are you trying to get me? So any team body, kekere ketin bounce or a week be, come on kuore. If you are going to have friends, let it be in the midst of the people that you are coming together in the household of faith like this. You will be praying together, reading the Bible together. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because it a kung fu rishi rishi yeah. Even church ganso ro wo. Do you believe what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Church is ro wo. Pastor, God's only Bawalenya. There are different of them around, I guess, it means. And that some of them, Toba, what Akuti want, you cannot come out. You cannot come out. Toba, them be low, Mafuma. Heavenly Father, we are here tonight. If there's any man, any woman who have been in our life that's supposed to move out, in our life, even in our home, we give that person right from now way out.
Amen. Amen.
In our life.
Amen.
Anybody who is an agent of the devil, anybody that when you see them with us, you will not be happy with us because you hate them because of what they have done in the past. Father, we pray that those people will save us from them in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for spirit of discernment.
Yes,
to be able to discern what is right and wrong.
Amen.
Father, do so in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any of our children, tonight, oh God, save them.
Amen.
Deliver them.
Amen.
Open their hearts.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that may come to our life tomorrow, they ask us to pray for people that are trusting God for husband, for wife. We don't want to enter. And when you have one chance, Nigeria, one chance, you know, no law. I can live for life from my young best. I want to trust the Lord for a call from my year. You are young when you are bad. You look at this one. I want to down now. I want to back pop push along my year one day. I want to more one over a lot of my lip. But no way. Lord, look at this. Takute one. My Jacob Bossy Oluwa. We pray this church is in your hand, though. If there's anybody in the midst of us that you don't want him among us, we relieve that person.
Amen.
Let him go away.
Amen.
Let her go away.
Amen.
As you are sending them away, we are praying for better people.
Amen.
Trusted people.
Amen.
Those men and women you have ordained for this place.
Amen.
People that they are going to leave the hands of your servant here.
Amen.
People that are going to bring the testimony of this church out.
Amen.
Father, we are praying. Let them be coming here right from today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In multitude, release them for us.
Amen.
If there's any forces of darkness warning against anybody among us today, their power over our life is destroyed.
Amen.
Surely in this program, you are going to experience miracle.
Amen.
You are going to experience healings.
Amen.
Deliverance.
Amen.
Blessing upon your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we prayed.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Please, let's still hold to pray. Pray one prayer before you get to your seat. The change of government today, let it favor me.
Amen.
Begin to pray for yourself. This change of government, it will not be against me. Whether Labour or Conservative, Lord, this will favor me. It will favor my children. In it, I will excel. In it, I will do well. In this change of government, I will move higher. I will be established. Their law will not be against the church. The church will be able to do their work freely. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. That whether it is Tamar, whether it is Tamara, whatever it is, Lord, let this government pay me. Let it be suitable for me. Pray for your company. That, Lord, it will not be hostile to where I am working. So that my job will not be at stake. Just pray for yourself. The law, if you are on immigration issues, let the law favor me as an immigrant. Let the law be suitable for me in this country. Just pray for even as a student, that the law will favor you as a student. As homeowner, that the law will favor you. As an investor, that the law will favor you. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Please,